the highlights of the Tuesday with three Group 1 races. There is one Group 1 on the Wednesday. This is the Prince of Wales Stakes. This is a race open to all thoroughbreds aged 4 years or older, and it's run over a distance of a mile and a quarter, 1 mile 2 furlongs or 2,012 metres in new money. The event was established in 1862 and it was named after the then Prince of Wales, the future King Edward VII. The original version was contested over 1 mile and 5 furlongs and it was restricted to horses aged 3. This format continued until 1939. When racing resumed after World War II, the Prince of Wales Stakes was initially absent. There was no Prince of Wales at that time. The event was restored to the calendar in 1968, 1 year before the investiture of Prince Charles. The distance of the new version was set as 1 mile and 2 furlongs, and it was now open to horses aged 3 or older. It was initially granted Group 2 status, but it was promoted to Group 1 status in 2000, and simultaneously its minimum age was raised to 4. Three horses have won this race twice. The most successful jockey was Morny Cannon, who rode 6 winners between 1895 and 1905. The leading trainer in this race is John Porter, who had 8 wins, and the leading owner was the 17th Earl of Derby. One of the great performances in recent years was in the year 2000, when the appropriately named Dubai Millennium spread-eagled the field.
2 furlongs left to run, though. Dubai Millennium still 4 in front. In second place, Cinder War, making no impression at this stage. Followed then by Sumitas, Beadle, King Adam behind them. But as they come to the final furlong, it's Dubai Millennium. He's increased his advantage. He's got 6 or 7 lengths in front. Cinder War can't pick him up. Battling on as Beadle, but this is some performance. It's Dubai Millennium, Jerry Bailey, who goes on to win the Prince of Wales Stakes by 6 or 7 lengths.
The highlight of Wednesday is sure to be a highlight of the whole week.